This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, I don't think I like this.
Like what?
The way you run away after every time we make love.
Well, Alex, what difference does it make whether I leave now or in the morning? The fact is, I gotta go.
Well, you're not gonna leave now.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Will you stop it?
Hey,
come on. Hey, Alex, come on. Jesus Christ, I mean, let's be reasonable.
Be reasonable? What? Thank you, goodbye. Don't call me, I'll call you.
Come on now, we are adults, aren't we?
What's that supposed to mean?
I thought we'd have a good time.
No, you didn't. You thought you'd have a good time. You didn't stop for a second to think about me.
Look, Alex, I like you. And if I wasn't with somebody else, and maybe I'd be with you. But I am.
Please don't justify yourself as pathetic. You tell me to f*** off, I'd have more respect for you.
All right, then f*** off.
And you get out!
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
There it is.
Right.
Sarah, can I get you? Scotch, I got vodka, I just
mushed it. Cut this, will you? Just cut it! I'm gonna tell you it's gonna stop right now.
No, it's not gonna stop. It's gonna go on and on until you face up to your responsibilities.
What responsibilities?
I just want to be a part of your life.
Oh, this is the way you do it, huh? Showing up at my apartment?
What am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls, you change your number. I mean, I'm not gonna be ignored, Dan.
Live from Club Media Corner, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Don't take this personally, but I mean, you have no talent.
I know.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
Right.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
Okay.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Now, the good news, as the education of Matt the Pollock continues outside.
I like the way you put that.
With the current temperature being, what is it, Buzz?
89 degrees now. 89, big, it's lovely out.
A big 89. Waiting for some T-storms to roll in this afternoon.
That's right.
Got high humidity.
Got to watch out. That's a rumor. It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
And we were just listening via closed circuit to Matt the Pollock outside frolicking, and we are hearing chinks in the armor. Not like that. He was out there, actually, at one point said, I'm getting uncomfortable now.
Yes, and that's what we've been shooting for, just to slowly and steadily wipe the grin off his face.
Now, he's not going to know that we're turning the microphone back on now.
Yeah, right? We're not going to go out to them formally.
Because we have a large group of listeners out there.
We're going to eavesdrop.
Lots of people bringing their babies by.
You'll hear the wind because it's very windy outside right now.
Latest additions, I think, are vinegar and lemon juice.
Ah, yes.
You don't have to whisper, Buzz.
Acidity.
It's golf coverage.
Let's listen.
Yes, when they...
I swear to God, during the commercial break, were they not chatting like crazy?
They were yammering.
And especially Leroy Montgomery. This is awful.
Fantastic.
It does smell bad.
Oh, here we go.
Matt seems to have gotten quiet. There he is. Is he tired?
Hey, Rob, why don't you go out there and tell him that we're going to come to him in 5 minutes? Tell him I have a secret, a surprise for him in 5 minutes.
Oh, good.
Because I do.
You like that.
You surely do.
He loves surprises.
I can't wait for the surprise either.
Doing great. Don and Mike will be coming to you in 5 minutes with a special surprise.
Special. Like the first one wasn't enough.
I like it.
Absolutely fine. Everybody having a good time?
Woo-hoo! You got an audience out here.
Yeah. Everybody loves the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, they don't know they're on the air right now.
Right. Well, one of them does.
Lord only knows what they're making in there.
Are those? Oh, I see the surprise.
What I've done is he absentmindedly left his clothes in the bathroom.
And Don, you call it absentminded. I call it sloppy.
I'm going to go outside and, using a trash can, set his clothes on fire.
Very good.
So when he leaves today, he has no clothing to wear.
That's extra special.
Including
what he left in the Target bag, which I'm guessing. Do you want to check out his underpants?
Yeah, let's check him out right now. Let's see what we got here.
Do you have a stick? I don't want to do it on my side of the console.
Do you have a stick?
Do I have gloves?
All right. Don's coming around to my side right now.
Here we go. You ready, Mike?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's check him out.
I need Brandon style and color.
All right, he's dumping them out right now. Here we go.
Oh,
all right,
no,
let's
you're
see.
Brave for picking them up.
Flannel like boxers.
Let's go. Let's do the inside out thing.
Thank you.
Carefully shaking it by the waistband.
Yeah,
to turn
just to
it
get
inside
it
out.
Inside out.
So we can inspect.
I always wanted to do this. Put my CSI gloves on.
There we go.
Don's putting on rubber gloves, surgical gloves. Probably a good idea.
You're going to have to get I don't see anything overt right
now. How the
hell
does Gil Grissom do this so quickly?
Practice.
I just broke mine.
It's because of your massive hand.
But still, I've got enough of these two fingers to hold his underpants.
You want to check right down around the seam.
You know where to look.
You can flip him over. There you go. Right about there. There is.
Right around there, Mike. Right there where my CSI finger is.
Way to put your finger on it.
Right in there.
No
Can
problem.
You imagine what that smells like? Dare you.
No, I don't. I have no intention of doing that.
Okay, now.
All right, you're going to go outside and set them on fire?
You know, what you ought to say is, hey, when we go out there, Matt, you might be getting a little cold, so we're going to start a little fire. All right?
I want to make sure I can catch, that his clothes will catch on fire.
Oh, they all will. Right.
They're not fire. He doesn't have fire retardant boxers.
Oh, there we go.
All right, let's go.
All right, the boxers are ablaze.
Turn on the remote mics there, Robbie.
Don and Mike are headed outside.
Thank
with
you.
Flaming boxers.
Do we have any propellant? You know, as far as like, do we have any kindling? We don't have. Is there another mic?
I think we're okay. Hold on, Mike. Let me just stir. You know what? Why don't you go down and tell him I got a surprise for him, and I'll get the fire going.
All right. Hey, Don.
Yeah, Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
You can start it right out here behind the dumpster. Behind the. The heating unit.
Air conditioning.
Nobody will be able to tell. You start it right here.
Okay.
All right. Hold on a second.
It's a safe day for a fire. Only 1 mile.
We're trying
an hour
to get
wind.
This started here. God damn it!
You know what? We got to light it inside.
All right.
You got your security thing to get in?
Yep, I do. Hold on. All right.
Heat index is 92.
All right.
All right. We got to just do it right here.
Give me a little newspaper, will you, Rob?
Very humid day with a dew point of 64%.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Beautiful.
Just roll it up like a. Good. All right. Good.
Some newspaper kindling.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
A waste basket.
Yeah, yeah. Get some alcohol. Put some alcohol on there. All right, and then we can light it outside.
The blue flame of alcohol.
Okay. Good.
All right. Very good.
Johnny, get the alcohol. We're going out.
Matt, we have a little surprise for you. All right.
How you doing, Matt?
Hold on a second. I don't want him to see until we. I don't.
Oh, he's already seen his underpants.
Oh, you've already seen it?
He saw it.
All right.
You left your clothes in the bathroom, pal.
On the floor, very sloppy, very messy.
And these are the clothes that you're going to be wearing home tonight after the show, right?
No, I guess not.
All right.
Come on, Johnny.
A little
now,
vodka?
This is really a waste of great Grey Goose vodka.
Oh, no.
But you'll notice inside I'm wearing CSI gloves. Incidentally, check out these underpants, huh? What?
Did you take the wallet out of my pants first?
Up. Hold on a second.
Oh, that's got to be. Are there any needles in there? This is like cops.
Get his wallet out, Johnny.
It's a small pipe.
That's a good thing you asked that. I actually would have set your wallet on fire.
All right, there we got the wallet.
Oh, that's it.
All right, why don't we put a little Grey Goose on there?
Your underpants?
Now we can leave the paper out, Don, and we can just. All right, here we go.
Here we go. Put some alcohol on there, John. Some wonderful Grey Goose.
Sounds
okay.
Just start
the newspaper.
It doesn't have enough alcohol content to.
Your mommy over there saying that's fire. They're playing with fire.
That's right.
Hey now. You gotta roll it, Don.
Matt came back with a banana and
what
two
dumbass?
Reese's.
I said you gotta roll the newspaper.
All right, wait.
At the time I would have understood what you're talking about, son.
We're getting it started there.
There you go.
All right.
There we go. We got it now. We got it going.
All right.
We got it going. There
good
you
stuff.
Go. You know what that is? There you go. And if the fire gets out of control, great news. We can put it out right in your pool.
There we go.
There are your
good
clothes.
Stuff. Nothing
go.
Like a little bonfire. And I believe the shorts have begun to take hold.
Yeah, they have. And
yes, sir.
Shirt and those retarded cargo pants.
Nice round of applause for the bonfire, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Yes.
Lovely. Oh, that's nice and warm. You get a little toasty out here. Lovely.
So move this a little towards Matt so he can actually.
Oh, we don't want the plastic to melt.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Because then that would free him from his pizza.
Just as bad? How's that?
All right, there we go.
That's just enough for you to feel the hot tongues of flame coming at you.
And I believe that that's going to get, that wind is going to really help those shorts catch fire. Look at that, all the way down to the bottom. There goes the T-shirt. Oh, that's a great idea. We had a little vodka in there.
This is a beautiful thing.
A little propellant. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how you torture an intern.
Hey, who's got a little more vodka to throw on this fire?
The vodka's not working. Doesn't have enough alcohol. You need a little Grand Marnier if you wanted to get that started. It might work.
Oh, it's too valuable.
Too valuable, our booze. Our booze in our studio.
Valuable.
Absolutely. Hey, that's working, though, isn't it? Oh, yeah, throw the gloves in there. Look at how quickly they melted.
There go your clothes, man.
You know something, Matt? I think you'll be able to wear some of these home tonight. Boy, what a perfect, perfect little burning tool we have with that.
And the thing about this, the trash can that we're using is that it's metal.
Mesh.
But it's a money metal trash can that's like of a screen material. Mm-hmm.
And I believe the newspaper has already burned out. Burning right now are the shorts.
You're right, Mike. We are on the shorts, and we're working our way down. It's almost like a parfait.
This is delightful.
We're working our level from the shorts down to his shirt and then his cargo pants.
And if it was a little cooler out here, this would be giving off a tremendous amount of heat. This is delightful. Fun.
What do we have here, my friend? What's your name?
Tom.
Tom, what did you bring by?
Rotting kimchi.
Rotting kimchi.
Rotting kimchi and plenty of it.
Now, we could have asked for regular kimchi. How do you happen to have rotting kimchi? Wow.
The refrigerator broke
like
2 months ago.
I can smell that over
that
here.
Foul.
Oh, dear.
Good stuff.
That's foul. Okay, dump it in.
Rotted cabbage.
And that's just one vat.
What? Those are turnips.
Those are turnips, Matt. And here's some more kimchi, some more spoiled.
That is a ton of kimchi. Look at that stuff.
Yeah, you can never have enough.
Cabbage. Regular cabbage.
Mike, this is cabbage now.
Oh, fantastic.
Rotten cabbage.
Uh-huh.
Here we go, Matt.
There. Oh, you know what we need? We need one of those big wooden spoons that stirs the big vat of chili.
You know, it's too great. As he sits in this pool of waste, his clothes are nearly burned.
His clothes. And that fire is still going strong.
The fire is nearly burned out. Can you what? No. You cannot go number one in the pool. No going
you
number
wanted,
one.
You wanted to go in the pool?
He wanted
you wanted? No, we can't do that. Thank you, sir, for your offer of vomiting in the pool, but unfortunately we can't do that.
Hey, Mike, look at this guy with the Tupperware.
My God.
I got my wife's five bean salad, some soup, some, I don't know what you call this. It's like a vegetable mix with chicken. It's like 2 weeks.
It's a chicken bone. Throw it in.
What is that cheese there?
Uh-huh. No, it might have been cheddar at one time.
It looks like cheddar with some rotten teeth in it.
Bad,
that's
man.
Nasty. And you know, this is fun for the whole family. Look at the little carnival crowd we've gathered out here in the parking lot.
You know, if we had a tilt-a-whirl out here at cotton candy, we could make some goddamn money now.
Somebody set up the moon bounce. What's
look
that?
What, Johnny?
I put the fire out.
Yeah, I think his clothes are.
Go ahead, put it out.
Because then we'll be able to take a look at what his clothes look like.
I can hear the fire going out.
Did you include his shoes in there?
No.
Forgot we can burn those later.
Yeah, we'll burn.
Oh, well, let's see how he's doing. Let's see what's left here.
Oh, there's some ham soup. Enjoy.
Let's see what's left of his clothes. Well, hey, good news. Good news. Hold on a second. There is good news here somewhere.
There's your T-shirt.
Here's your shirt. There you go. And
hey, it's not like it's burning already.
And here are your underpants.
There we go.
There you go. And
enjoy. A little more T-shirt.
A little bit of your shirt. Now all of that is in the pool as well with him.
Oh, what a delightful little souffle. John, did you happen to mention to Matt who's cleaning this up today?
He is.
There you go. Absolutely. You are.
This is Asian chili oil. It's organic.
Asian chili oil, and it's organic.
It'd be spicy.
There you go.
It's organic.
Pouring it right on his nuts.
Go green.
Asian chili oil. Nothing like that Asian chili oil.
Before we go to break, what do you got next?
A1 steak sauce about 6 months overpassed.
6 months, a bad A1.
Never. Well, don't we?
Their fridges in Rockville.
What a great excuse to clean your refrigerator during the summer.
You know, we like giving back to the community with the Boys Club of America. What's your name, son?
I am Ben.
Sure. Ben, what did you bring?
Hi. I think we brought some old baby food, some salsa, and some tomato paste.
Old baby food and salsa.
Yeah, pour the baby food in there. Go ahead, son.
Make
knock him out.
Bring some.
Chili paste with garlic.
Again, a little
there
spicy.
There we go. And it's Gerber Tender Harvest.
Oh, isn't this lovely? Oh, look at the chili paste.
That's got some heat on it.
Now, you know what I think we need right now? I think we need for
spoons.
I think we need our happy boy to sit up and splash in his pool.
Yeah, sit up and show some energy there, boy. Let's move out of the way.
As soon as the boy's done, okay, now splash in your pool and have fun.
Yay. Are you having fun, Matt? Good stuff.
Still unbreakable.
Oh, my God.
Still effing unbreakable. He's back there screaming, are you guys hungry?
I'm starving to death. Let's eat.
Because he's surrounded by rotten kimchi.
And we have to say a big thank you to all the listeners that have really made this special today. The rotten kimchi was a wonderful touch.
And I like as the crowd disperses. And look at him. He's just laying there in that filth.
Yes, just enjoying himself. You know why? Because he's a mallet head.
He's a pig. Oh, but he's our pig.
He is. And he'll...
Hey there, Robbie. Hey there.
How you doing there, Donnie?
How about I press this button, huh?
You want to?
Here we go. Hey, look, I got goo on my fingers.
You best wash your hands.
I'll push this button right now.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.